What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
You got so serious. We're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I've been meditating. It's got me focused, man.
I hear that.
Focus for this episode.
I do hear that.
Before we get into the episode, this is our audio-visual episode. It's up on our YouTube and our Facebook page right now. Well, probably right now if you're listening to this, or it'll be uploaded soon. We do that every Friday. On Monday and Wednesdays, we talk about uplifting and positive news to fight back the fear, fight back the hate, bring people together. Too much negative news, we focus on the positive. On our audio-visual episodes like today, we either have an interview, where we talk about an issue, what the issue is, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Tim, how are you?
I'm cold.
Cold?
Cold. Just cold today. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. I'm feeling good. What are we talking about?
We're talking about meditation today.
What is meditation?
So, meditating is where, I'm just kidding. What is meditation? What is the direct definition of meditation? I actually don't know.
I think most people know what meditation is, but while I'm looking up the definition, have you ever meditated before?
Yeah, absolutely, man. After we did that story about a year ago about the little kids at that school that were, instead of getting detention, they were forced to meditate or whatever, and their behavior got way better. And then you told me you meditated every morning. I was like, you know what? I have to try it. It took me a couple months, but then I tried it, and that was a game changer, man. Like, so much more aware. I was like, yo, I'm woke.
I looked up the meditation and said the action or practice of meditating.
Can't have the word in the definition.
For real. Where'd you go to school at? But yeah, there are tons of benefits to meditating.
Absolutely.
I have do we want to just get into them?
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump into them. We all know what meditating is. If you haven't tried it, here's some reasons why. My first one that I have is it reduces stress.
Less depression, less anxiety, man.
Boom. It improves concentration.
Focus.
Bars.
Emotional well-being.
It encourages a healthy lifestyle.
You're less impulsive.
That is true. That's so true. You're so much more aware. Well, we already said self-awareness. Increases self-awareness. It increases happiness.
Absolutely. And you're less reactionary. That makes sense? You feel more at peace with what's going on.
Absolutely. A lot more calm in certain situations, for sure. I remember the first time that I meditated, I was in my living room. I had a little bit of light coming in because I was Googling the best ways to do this. I swear, man, I was like, yo, I got to take this serious. I remember meditating. I think it was only for 5 minutes the first time that I did it. I remember opening up my eyes and like you said, being at peace. I remember just being a little calm. Just kind of
You did it for 5 minutes?
Just for the first time I did it was for 5 minutes. And I was just like, all right.
I've never done it for 5 minutes.
What's the longest you've done it?
I only do a minute.
Oh, really? Dude, I've done it for 15 minutes.
Okay, I see you, Zen Master.
I'm trying, man. I try to do it longer and longer. Maybe not every time because I don't meditate as much as I used to. But I've done it first time I did it was for 5 minutes. I remember just everything kind of being a little bit more just calm. I was kind of more aware. I felt not as mentally fatigued. Let's just say that. I feel like my mind got in control and did what it needed to do. My body was in control. I was all in sync.
I like how you're dancing while you're saying that. That was nice.
I am moving my arms. I apologize.
That was nice. That's the thing about meditating. There's no one way to do it.
How do you meditate?
I do it after I wake up. So basically, when I wake up, it's put in my eyeballs, brush my teeth. And then I just sit down on the toilet and just don't move for a minute. Just think about all the things I want to do. Because I have 7 things I want to do each day. So if I have an errand to do, I want to run the errand. I want to, work out. I have to either go to work, go to school, or record this podcast. Have to do some homework, have to clean, and have to read before I go to sleep. So it's just mentally visualizing myself doing those 7 things and not getting caught up in the stuff in between, not sitting down and being 30 minutes of YouTube videos, and just visualizing myself doing it and why I want to, and then I just keep it going.
I like that. Mine's a little bit different. I definitely YouTube meditating for positive energy or meditating for random things, and it has like certain music to it, and then it has directions like breathe in, hold it, breathe out all the negative energy. And that's how I started off with it, and I still continue with the YouTube videos just because it's so direct with directions. You know, just direct, like, hey, do this, 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 and this. Now think about, you know, what you have to do today. And
have you ever exercised before, Tim?
Yeah.
There's more than one way to exercise, right?
There is.
But it's just important that you do it.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like meditating. There are a lot of benefits to exercising, but the most important thing is you're consistent with the exercise and that you do it. It doesn't matter exactly what you do. There's different kinds of exercise that have different goals. Same thing with meditating. The first step is being consistent, and then you just have to do it, and then you get all these benefits.
There is a lot of benefits to it, man.
And there's also a lot less sweating than there is with exercising when you're meditating.
That's a true story. I mean, if you're sweating, it'd be a little off.
Unless you're doing like super yoga where you got like one leg above your head and you're like leaning over.
Yoga's a different beast. It's a different beast.
That's just a form of like meditation, though.
That is very true.
So how do you be consistent?
Well, you got to get a routine, man. You got to figure out whether you're going to do it at night, in the morning, whatever works best for you. I know for myself, it's in the morning. I know for yourself, it's in the morning as well.
But you can do it anywhere.
Absolutely. You do it in your bed. I've done it in my bed. I've done it in my guest bedroom, and I've done it in the living room whenever my dog allows me to do it in the living room. But you definitely have to make it a part of your day. I recommend doing it being one of the first things that you do every day as well. Like you said, you visualize the 7 things you need to do. I know it helps me jumpstart my day. It's kind of like a cup of coffee, a natural cup of coffee. I don't need the caffeine, even though I drink coffee, but still.
And I grew up in a Baptist church, and they always think they preach this thing called quiet time, where you like pray and read your Bible in the morning every single day. That's sort of the same thing as meditation, sort of the same thing as prayer. It's just you mentally get focused. It's calming. There's all sorts of positive things.
Absolutely.
Just makes your day better.
You definitely will find yourself happier by meditating. I know that sounds weird saying. Man, we sound like, I remember being a kid, I'm like, only hippies meditate. You know what I mean? Right now I'm just like, wow, we really meditate. We're real adults and we meditate. But it helps. I mean, I know we keep saying it helps, but it helps.
How many hippies did you come across growing up, Tim?
I don't know, man. I used to watch a lot of TV, so maybe just on TV.
The only hippie I ever came across was Shaggy, so he wasn't meditating.
Yeah, he definitely wasn't.
I mean, I was just catching the monsters, but anyway. Back on track. But yeah, it's just something you have to be consistent with.
Absolutely.
And there's tons of different ways to do it. I wrote down 76 ways meditating benefits you. But I don't feel like we should go through them all.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But one of the things, like the best part about meditating is you're grateful about you, yourself, and the world around you. So like, instead of you focusing, like, you start your day off, you're behind, you're running late, you put whatever caffeine in your body, you go to a job you don't like, and you just go home, watch television mindlessly and go to sleep, and you wake up the next day like, oh, I'm just in this routine, I hate myself. You become grateful for everything. And that gratefulness and just a faith in yourself and the people around you is so beneficial. We always do positive news stories on here about taking down and breaking down the hate. Meditating is a great way to do that.
Take down the hate within yourself.
And you're more likely to listen to other people.
And you become
when you're calm.
Yeah, being calm, you become more patient. Just, it happens. And being patient, like, that's a good characteristic to have, to be a patient person. Like, come on now, guys. How often have you heard that throughout your life?
Somebody call you patient?
People don't call me patient. People told me I need to be patient, for sure. But it definitely helps. I know days that I do meditate, I definitely get a lot more done throughout the day.
Absolutely. I mean, I have this quote. I was going to use it at the end, but I might as well use it now.
Yeah, for sure.
Meditation means dissolving the invisible walls that unawareness has built.
I like that. Definitely got it. That was a quote for sure. That was the quote. Have you heard any positive stories from people meditating? Besides, you know, the kids meditating, all the behaviors got so much better.
Yeah, we did have that positive news story where they had a meditation time in the school. It was just like, grades went up, fights went down, teachers weren't arguing with the kids as much. It's like, huh.
It helps. If kids can do it, Well, there was actually this woman, her name was Susan. She started smoking like at the age of 18, 17. And she was about 26 years old, 27 years old, I believe. And she was trying to quit smoking. She tried everything, the patches, the gums, nothing was working. A friend recommended meditating. So every time that you wanted to smoke, go sit down, whether it's a minute to 3 minutes, whatever the time is, sit down, breathe, think positive thoughts, just try to calm yourself down. She started doing it. She said it went from like doing it every 10 minutes to a couple times a day to once a day to like now she meditates every morning. She doesn't smoke anymore. She said a big part of that was because of meditation. She was doing other things, of course, exercising and doing her part to try to quit smoking, but she said meditation was the biggest help to her quitting smoking because she was able to calm herself down. And
so instead of using nicotine to calm yourself down, you just use yourself?
Exactly. And people don't realize it. They don't think that they can because a lot of people get addicted to caffeine, to nicotine, to all kind of things out there. There's so many things you can get addicted to sugar even. Like, it's ridiculous. So the fact that you're able to calm down with and find yourself within yourself, I think that's just mind-blowing to me. Meditating is weird, but it's mind-blowing.
There are literally no reasons why you shouldn't do this. It's not like we were talking about exercising, the parallels between that, or I was. Exercising takes time, and it takes consistency, and it's hard. Like, especially if you're trying to shred weight. If you're trying to do anything, exercising is going to be hard. This is whatever length it takes for you. It doesn't matter. It can be 60 seconds, or it can be 5 minutes, it can be 15. And there's no sweating involved.
Like, unless you're doing yoga.
And it's less time. Like, yeah. Well, yeah, unless you're doing death yoga that we can't do.
Dude, have you ever done yoga?
I've embarrassed myself on a Wii Fit before, yes.
I've done yoga with my athletes and I embarrass myself too. So let's just say that it's tough. It's tough.
I mean, it's cool though. Maybe like once a lifetime yoga for me. Yeah.
Gangster.
Do we have anything else, Tim, or we want to tell the people where they can find us at?
Man, you guys can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the above. You guys can find us. Hit us up. Our email is at thepositivetruth@gmail.com. And yeah, if you guys have any stories or anybody you want to get interviewed or thinks they should get interviewed, it doesn't matter their age, their gender, it doesn't matter at all whatsoever. We just want to spread the positivity. So if you know anybody that deserves to get some shine, you know, some light shined on them, let us know and we'll definitely contact them, whether it's through Skype, whether it's in person for a video interview like we're doing right now. It doesn't really matter to us. We're just trying to spread the positivity. Tú sabes? Tú sabes. You gonna go ahead and read another quote?
I was trying to find another one. So I found some kind of corny, but it's funny and I like it. Meditation because some questions can't be answered by Google.
Bars. That's perfect to end this, man.
We'll be back on Monday with more positive news. We're out.
Stay positive.